This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday agreed to decide Donald Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution for trying to overturn his 2020 election loss, giving him a boost as he tries to delay criminal prosecutions while running to regain the presidency. The justices put on hold the criminal case being pursued by special counsel Jack Smith and will review a lower court's rejection of Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution because he was president when he took actions aimed at reversing President Joe Biden's election victory over him. The UN says a quarter of Gaza's population is one step from famine and aid trucks are being looted, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
UN humanitarian coordinator Ramesh Rajasingham told the UN Security Council,
"Unfortunately, as grim as the picture we see today, there is every possibility for further deterioration."
Maurizio Martina, the head of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, said,
"Since 9 October, the government of Israel's reinforced blockade has included stopping or restricting food, electricity and fuel supply, as well as commercial goods. The entire food supply chain has been affected."
UN officials have said that the situation has gotten so bad that desperation for food has resulted in some aid trucks being shot at and looted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Wednesday Israel was operating in all areas of Lebanon amid tensions with Hezbollah and other militant groups. Gallant said this was understood on both sides, claiming Israel had killed more than 300 militants since exchanges of fire across the border began after the start of the Gaza war. This is VOA News.